It's almost 8 after 8 on Tuesday, May 12. As you know, I was away last week, and as Chris explained, one of those doctor things, these days I seem to have too many of them. Health-wise, though, I am okay, but we are living in the world of coronavirus, and the most repeated statement we hear is, we must listen to the experts. Well, the experts are telling me in no uncertain terms, and not for the first time, I might add, and I quote, this is my letter from last week, Alan, continuing with the present workload is seriously detrimental to your health. I've listened to the experts, and I'm taking this opportunity to indicate to my radio family that I will be retiring from radio at the end of this month, May 29. In addressing the workload issue, I'm sure you can appreciate that for almost 35 years, I've been getting up at 2:30 a.m. or 2:45 a.m. Putting together the kind of program we seek to deliver is no easy task. It involves a lot of preparation and research. When the program ends at 9 o'clock, it doesn't end. Another world begins. I've always taken the view that my listeners are my best researchers. The correspondence has always given relevance and strength to the program content. But answering it is immensely demanding. However, I regard it as a basic courtesy that if someone writes, they're entitled to a response. Admittedly, I've recently taken on an extra load in television and print media. I enjoy them all. But if I'm to be serious about reducing the workload and listen to the experts, then I've decided that the bulk of my workload is dominated by radio. I guess after 35 years, the full stop has to go in somewhere. I'm immensely grateful for the opportunities I've been given to share ideas, to help people, even to argue with people on behalf of someone else. These are privileges in this industry that should never be taken for granted. There'll always be bumps in the road. We all confront them. But I choose to dwell on the rewards and the satisfactions that the job has given me. I'll have an opportunity between now and the end of this month to thank others. My team are unbelievable. They have collectively been with me for approximately 140 years. Now, of course, the radio family comprises those of you who are listening now. I've already been grateful for your support. I'm not going away. I'll still be on Facebook. I'll still be on email. I'll be on TV. We'll be able to communicate. I'm not retiring. I'm just retiring from radio. I just want to end this comment, though, by thanking one person. Above all employers who've been good to me, and that includes my current employer, John Brennan got me into this gig. Whatever success I've had or we've had, I owe to him. I'll be taking the chance to thank you personally, Brenno, as I hope will be the case for many others. But for now, as always, we've got work to do.